and welcome back to my podcast. And this is the series of Mahabharata. Chapter 3, Shantanu's successes. King Shantanu and Satyavati were married. Satyavati gave birth to two sons, Chitrangada and Vichitravirya. After King Shantanu's demise, Chitrangada sat on his throne, being the eldest. But soon after, he was killed in a war and Chitrangada died. Vichitravirya was a minor during that time. Therefore, Bhishma had to take care of the kingdom. At an appropriate age, Vichitravirya sat on the throne of Hastinapur. Satyavati now wanted to get Vichitravirya married at the eldest. She asked Bhishma to find a suitable bride for her son. After a few days, Bhishma came to know about the Swayamvar of the three princesses of Kashi, Amba, Ambika and Ambalika. Bhishma set out for Kashi. The king of Kashi had arranged a duel as the condition for the Swayamvar. He announced the final winner of the duel would be eligible to marry his three daughters. Bhishma defeated all the kings in the duel. Thereafter, he took along the three princesses with him. On his way to Hastinapur, one of the princesses, Amba, told Bhishma that she wanted to marry Prince Salvaraj. Bhishma didn't want to force Amba to marry Vichitravirya, so he let her go to Salvaraj. Bhishma reached Hastinapur with Ambika and Ambalika. Both princesses got married to Vichitravirya, but with Amba, unfortunately, Salvaraj refused to marry Amba and asked her to go back to Bhishma. Amba reached Hastinapur and asked Bhishma to marry her. Bhishma told her about his vow to be a celibate throughout his life. Amba was furious to hear this. She blamed Bhishma for her plight. Therefore, she went to Himalayas and performed a tough penance to please Lord Shiva. Pleased with her devotion, Lord Shiva appeared before her and asked her for her wish. "O Lord, please give me the power to kill Bhishma. That's the only thing I want," said Amba. "Amba, what you are asking is against nature's law. Moreover, Bhishma is blessed with many boons. You can't kill him in this birth, but in your next birth, you'll be reborn as King Drupada's son, and then you will become the reason of Bhishma's death," replied Lord Shiva. Just as Lord Shiva said, Amba was reborn as King Drupada's son, Shikandi. On the other hand, Amba's sisters, Ambika and Ambalika, were leading a happy life as the queens of Vichitravirya. But after some time, an unfortunate incident happened in Hastinapur. King Vichitravirya suddenly died, and he had no heir. Satyavati and Bhishma got extremely worried of the future of Hastinapur. They decided to call Ved Vyas, Satyavati's other son, to Hastinapur. When Ved Vyas came to Hastinapur, Satyavati and Bhishma requested him to bless the widows of Vichitravirya to have sons. Ambika and Ambalika were sent to Ved Vyas to seek his blessings. When Ved Vyas was about to bless Ambika, she closed her eyes. as Vedvyas is a sage and lives in forest, she was frightened to see the ugly and unpleasant appearance of the face of Vedvyas as a result of her action. Ambika gave birth to a blind child. Her son was named as Dhritarashtra. When Ambalika saw Vedvyas, she was also frightened and turned pale. As a result, she gave birth to a very weak and pale child. The child was named as Pandu. Satyavati and Bhishma were now even more worried. They had two princes, but none of them seemed capable of fulfilling the duties and responsibilities of a king in the future. So they decided to send Ambika to face Vedvyas again for his blessings. Ambika was not willing to face Vedvyas once again. So she sent her maid in disguise. The maid was not frightened to see the sage. She greeted him respectfully and served him very well. As a result, the maid was blessed with a very healthy and wise son. He was named as Vidura. This was the chapter 3 of the series of Mahabharata. We'll be back in the next episode in the chapter 4. Bye, see you in the next episode.